Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Fall moisture is setting the stage for a bumper crop of cheatgrass and downy brome next spring, especially in heavily grazed warm season grass pastures. What can you do to minimize this problem? When cheatgrass, downy brome, and other cool season plants invade warm season grass pastures and rangeland, they shift good grazing away from summer. Cool season grasses take over summer pastures relatively easily because they develop rapidly during fall and spring when native grass provides little competition. Then they use moisture and nutrients during spring before warm season plants have a chance to use them. Heavy grazing this fall when warm season plants are dormant after a hard freeze, as well as grazing very early next spring, will weaken and reduce competition from these winter annual weeds. This can limit further invasion and slowly improve summer production. A prescribed spring burn also can do wonders for a warm season pasture if you have enough fuel to carry a fire and can conduct the burn safely and legally. An even faster approach is to apply glyphosate herbicides like Roundup now in late fall. Hard freezes turn warm season plants dormant, but the weedy cool season grasses remain green. Apply glyphosate when temperatures during the day are above 60 degrees and nighttime temperatures stay above 40 degrees for best results. This will kill or weaken the green and susceptible cool season weedy grasses, but not affect dormant warm season plants. By reducing competition, warm season plants will grow more vigorously next year and provide better summer pasture. So don't settle for invaded native pasture. Transform them back to vigorous warm season grasses for better summer grazing.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up right after this.